Welcome back to Voices from the Frontlines. This is Manuel Criollo here with Damon Azali. We want to welcome now Celia Brookman to the show. Celia is here to join us to talk to us about the National Latino Congress that's going to be held here in Los Angeles from September the 6th and to September the 10th. It's known at this moment that there will be participants from all over the country, a lot of Latino-led organizations, businesses, unions, churches, and they're expecting about 5,000 of U.S. elected officials to join the Congreso. And so I'd just like to welcome Celia to the show.
Okay, nice being here. Thank you for having me. I'm really excited to share with your audience all the details of this amazing event that we are organizing and preparing. I'm right here now from the front line, really, with this event, and we have 5 days in which we are going to be discussing different issues that are really affecting the Latino community, and our hope is that bringing leadership nationally to discuss this and to every day in the Congreso have a plenary and voting and resolutions and positions. We are hoping to help move forward so many of these issues. So every day in the Congreso, we are going to be addressing, having an emphasis in different things. If you want me to tell you a little more about it,
we'll get to those. I do have I have particular pieces on each of them. And so, you know, let's just go back a little bit. The National Latino Congreso, which is being hosted by groups like MALDEF, the Southwest Voter Registration Education Project, the Willie Velasquez Institute, LULAC, NALAC, also Earth Day Network, the National Hispanic Environmental Council, and I know that at least two elected officials are in the welcoming committee, which is Fabian Nunez, who's the Speaker of the Assembly here in the state, and Governor Bill Richardson from the state of New Mexico.
Yes. Yeah, all these groups came together to convene this Congreso. And we have other organizations that are very important, too, that are co-convenings. We have a group of, like, other six organizations and other elected officials, you know, from Gloria Molina, Honorable Hilda Solis, and others. And we have a group of hundreds of endorsing organizations, which are bringing all of them their delegates to vote in the Congreso.
So, Celia, how many people do you expect? I mean, to the
well,
Congreso
the
at this
Congreso,
moment.
The Congreso will have our largest day will be Saturday, in which we are going to be discussing the immigration issue, and we are expecting, you know, something about more than 1,000 people, 1,500 people, and so throughout the Congreso will be different. Wednesday we will have a smaller crowd, you know, in the hundreds, and picking up, and a lot of the national leaders are arriving for Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. So, you know, it's in the thousands.
So let me try to give at least some. I mean, I'm assuming you would give it to you, but I was thinking about this Congreso because, as I saw in at least the introduction, that this is the first Congreso since maybe 1977 where, you know, a series of organizations had gotten together to call for a national Congreso. And it made me really try to go look back into history and look at what has been attempts by Latinos and Chicanos in the country to attempt to build this kind of coalition or alliance. And I mean, you first start, at least in my mind, I first think about the Congreso that did happen here in the 30s in Los Angeles, where you had people like Luisa Moreno, Josefina Fierro, Bert Corona, important figures of the left, of the, you know, the Mexicano, Latino left, that, you know, we're talking about building a civil rights movement with an emphasis on Mexicano and Latino rights. Unfortunately, that movement didn't die of its own work, but it died a lot about from the McCarthy period that really went down on really strong on that movement. Then you think about La Raza Unida Party, who had national conventions in the 70s where you had people like Rodolfo González, Corky González, or José Luis González from Texas, or you had folks like Reyes Tijerina, who were talking about building an actual Chicano party for self-determination. Unfortunately, their weaknesses was that they fought among themselves to figure out what was the appropriate tactic for an actual party made up of primarily Chicanos in the U.S. And lastly, if I remember, one of the last, you know, Latino congresos that happened in, I'm assuming it was 77, where the big fight was, what was going to be what kind of legislation were the groups in the ground going to support for immigrant rights at that moment? How do you perceive this being different from all those other congresos?
Well, I'm not sure about if it's going to be different, but we definitely feel that it's the right moment again to address these issues in a national and uniting way, mm-hmm. and bringing not only leadership that are dealing with one specific issue like immigration or other issues, but bringing them all together to different days, addressing all these issues, you know, together. Now, we do hope that we see this Congress as a process, and mm-hmm. I've heard our President Antonio Gonzalez say this over and over again. He's the visionary behind it, mm-hmm. and it is really a process in which we are definitely not set up to set up an outcome, you know, that we are going to manipulate. Mm-hmm. We definitely want to do it as a democratic process in which we will be discussing the issues and we will have the resolutions for approval in the floor, like a real Congress, you know. Mm-hmm. So, obviously the immigration issue is an issue that is very important right now, but there are also many others that are of great interest. For instance, the William Velazquez Institute has done a very important work this last year bringing the environment mm-hmm. to our agenda, and we have a full day in which we will be discussing very important issues and to how the environment is an issue for Latinos and how environmental organizations, traditional organizations need to work with the Latino community mm-hmm. to attend their needs. And so I really think that hopefully it will be a step forward. And of course, the divisions are always the obstacle and it comes with the territory, mm-hmm. but we are really proud to provide this forum for try to clear the air for those divisions mm-hmm. and hope that at least in some areas we will come to a new stage, and it will be a historic moment for us, we believe, and for the next generation.
Mm-hmm. Well, Sally, let's go through the days. I know the first day, which is going to be Wednesday the 6th, there's going to be a big emphasis on, you know, democratic rights and voting rights and electoral reform. I was noticing that one interesting topic that you're going to be discussing that day, which has got, you know, pretty much the heavyweights of L.A. politics, it's called ethnic politics, allies or competitors. And obviously I'm assuming that a lot of it's going to be talking about what is the future alliance among black officials, Latino officials, Asian officials, folks in the labor movement. How can we either be able to build from the Villaraigosa victory and victories across the country, like if we look back in the 80s to the Harold Washington victory in Chicago, how can we build from those victories? Is that the type of conversations we're going to be building from that? And what is maybe an outcome of that discussion, do you think?
Obviously, you know, this is of great interest. Obviously, we do have we need to talk. We need to speak to the African American community and discuss so many of the issues that are common to us and find a new ground in which we are really discussing this. The Rainbow Coalition has come as one of the co-convenings mm-hmm. of this event, and they do have a big event in happening around the time, so we might not be able to get everybody that we want to get for this, but we do have for this forum a great presence as Connie Rice from the mm-hmm. Advancement Project, and it's going to be a very interesting dialogue that is also due, and there are many people talking about it and discussing this, and we will continue trying to unite minorities, that's one of the things that we really attend to do.
Mm-hmm. So the second day, I see that you will be talking about social justice and economic equality. And I think the highlight is trying to talk about where are Latinos advancing, some of the repercussions of everything from the criminal justice system to mm-hmm. mayoral takeover to the status of schools and reproductive justice. I think these are important discussions.
Yes.
And again, how do you perceive the actual, are you going to be voting on each of these issues, or is it much broad, sort of a smaller term agenda of trying to reach some unity on particular issues?
Well, if the regular program of the Congreso will go with some discussions and breakfast mm-hmm. and workshops and luncheons and, you know, during the early part of the day, and then by the early afternoon, 2:30 p.m., we start our plenary. And for a plenary, we have delegates that are going to be with the proper credentials representing organizations that are participating in this Congress.
Mm-hmm.
And then these plenaries will have already received the submissions of resolutions, proposals that these delegates and other participants have submitted for consideration. And so in the afternoon, particularly we'll be dealing with the issues of the day. In this case, really this is what we call for the Thursdays, our traditional agenda, and we definitely have great concern in this area. We believe that we have not getting ahead as much as we should have. Many people talk nowadays of how this big market that Latinos are, and you know, many things that make many people believe that we have even scared. They are fearing us, right?
Mm-hmm.
They are like, oh my God, they have everything, and you know, they are taking everything from me, you know. And the reality is that we still struggle with a lot of socioeconomic issues, with a lot of, our graduation rate is not good, our teen pregnancy is not good, we still struggle for more home ownership. You know, so there are the gap still exists, and we definitely need to address how is that we are going to definitely narrow that gap.
Mm-hmm. So then I see on Friday,
let me tell you one thing important. This Thursday evening, it's going to be our only dinner. It's a mm-hmm. big fundraising dinner, and this is specially called Marcha Hoy Vota Mañana, and this is a fundraising dinner to find funds for voter mobilization for the November election.
Mm-hmm. And obviously, in noticing it, I mean, I don't know if this is a critique from my perspective, but I guess I also see that through looking throughout the whole agenda, we both have primarily a lot of the leaders of the Democratic Party and Republican Party who are going to come and try to, obviously, in many ways, make their best arguments about why Latinos should support, you know, either party. How have you guys thought about it? I know, at least with Antonio, we've talked a lot about, you know, the dilemma of essentially living in a two, you know, party country where it's very hard to come from the margins or try to push sometimes agendas on both parties, because mm-hmm. sometimes the parties don't necessarily represent the best needs of our communities. And so how do you think that's going to be? How is that dialogue going to happen?
Well, the process of proposing speakers was actually a very democratic process
mm-hmm.
within the conveners of the Congreso, trying to really determine what would be best for the presentation, and definitely trying to be as comprehensive and as inclusive as possible.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, the reality is that there is a lot of two-party system here,
mm-hmm.
but we did not definitely went. We're really focusing on their political affiliation as much as their issues, you know,
mm-hmm.
what issues. I mean, what issues they are, these elected officials working on in their committees and their, you know, and that's mainly what we really focus on.
Mm-hmm. Celia, let's go into this a little better. I mean, do you think, I mean, for us, you know, here, obviously I'm an organizer, so is Damon with the Labor Community Strategy Center and the Bus Riders Union, and we obviously want to participate in the Congreso. And I guess we're trying to figure out how will grassroots groups be able to participate, and to be able to bring in even some critique of even people who we consider our friends or people we consider our allies, from people like Antonio Villarreosa, who we obviously appreciate having a very progressive mayor, and yet we also know that there's a lot of dilemmas with this mayor. I mean, he is the same mayor who has pushed, having 1,000 more police out in the streets and did it essentially by circumventing a lot of voters, or at least on our issue, on the issues around buses and civil rights, hasn't yet in any way, real way, has wanted to address us and the needs of, half 250,000 Latinos who ride, the public buses in Los Angeles, and has yet to really look at, is he going to provide an actual plan to, get us more buses or to lower fares? How do you think it's going to, how will grassroots groups be able to address these kind of issues with them?
Well, we do have, a group can endorse we have made this Congress as accessible for everybody as we can, to a great cost and a great dedication to our fundraising, mm-hmm. to be able to provide more than 100 scholarships for people to participate. And there is a web page in which they can go and download the application for scholarships, and that is www.latinocongreso.net. Mm-hmm. And we have, in addition to that, we have created a system for delegates from outside the city or the county to apply for lodging assistance. And then we also have made this a very inexpensive, compared to other conferences, very inexpensive event. We have, what we are asking right now to any organization is for signing up for the Congreso is to endorse, which is no cost to the organization, mm-hmm. to be endorser. And then for participating, it's $150, now $200 because it's coming to a delayed registration, mm-hmm. $200. To bring one delegate that is going to be a voting delegate, mm-hmm. plus unlimited numbers of your participants, of your members, mm-hmm. And we are even including for these members to be able to access to our luncheons and breakfast, which are usually paid events, but mm-hmm. we are putting them now out to first come, first serve mm-hmm. for these tickets with limited spaces, of course. Mm-hmm. So any organization could have, for $200 right now, have a delegate voting every day, plus as many members as they want participating in this Congress. And then, of course, we do always have this scholarship program with low income and other things. So anybody that would like to go just can should be there, And mm-hmm. and in terms of the forum for discussions, our workshops are covering some of the subjects that you mentioned. Mm-hmm. For instance, we are going to have a workshop in greening our cities, mm-hmm. parks, and communities. I think it goes along with the transportation mm-hmm. issue. And then we have also particularly one workshop in education, which is discussing whether the mayors should take or not school district, mm-hmm. and how that works. And so pretty much there's going to be a lot of discussion in the workshop. We, of course, cannot cover everything. So we know that, but we did the best we could, let me tell you. And we have been very complimented, and again, with the following days that we were not able to mention, but the complete full day in the environment. We did last year the first Latino summit on the environment in Los Angeles, and this we are bringing this day, Friday, very proudly with the Earth Day Network, and we're definitely really interested in what's going to come out of that in terms of what really needs to be addressed for our communities to be living in a better environment.
Well, thank you so much, Celia. Again, they can go to www.latinocongreso.net, you said, right?
Latinocongreso.org.
Right.
And then our phone number is 323-222-2217. And, well, I hope to see you there.
Yes, definitely you will.
And we have a couple of fun events, too. They should find out about those. We always celebrate, too.
Thank you, Celia. Okay. Celia Brookman.
Okay.
of the National Latino Congreso. So stay tuned. We'll be right back with Jesse Milan on the Toronto AIDS gathering.